welcome out there to another awesome and riveting episode of The Album Argument. I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
And we are so happy to have you with us today as we discuss what I consider to be one of the coolest new metal albums ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is an album I gave to you.
Yeah, that's true. It's an album you gave to me. Go ahead and introduce it, Jay.
Yeah, so this is a little band from Burlington, Ontario.
Canada.
Finger 11.
A Canadian Finger 11.
Band. Yeah.
So that's an interesting band name.
Well, what's even more interesting, which I just learned very recently, is their original band name.
Oh, you didn't know what their original name
was? No, I did not know were known as the Rainbow Butt Monkeys.
Yes. Yes. And I believe they actually did release an album under the name.
It is on Spotify, so it's probably on all the major services. Nice. And then they just had like a 30-year anniversary or something, and they like got together. I mean, it's the same band, but they like played some of that album. Recently.
Rainbow Butt Monkey.
I did not know that.
Interesting.
Anyways, yeah, so this is a band, Finger 11.
Finger 11.
At the time, I had the t-shirt. I saw them live at a small venue back in college. I don't know if we've ever talked about this album, so that's why I picked this for you.
We have talked about this album a lot because you and I went and saw them live together.
Wait, no, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Where?
We saw them at the Cotton Club, dude.
We did?
Yes. I distinctively remember looking over at you going, dude, I love this song. What's it called? What album is it off of? And you go, oh, yeah, man, that's Tip off their album Tip. And I went,
I don't remember this.
Sweet, I have that record. Why do I not remember this song?
Maybe we did see that.
Now, we did.
I remember them. I remember seeing them down in Tallahassee.
Well, you also saw them in Atlanta there, brother.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so you have heard the album. So this is what we find out on the album argument. I don't really remember that at all.
You were there, I was there, we were both there.
We were both there.
Now, did you see them again somewhere else? Probably. But this was before Paralyzer.
Okay. Before the downhill.
Before the downhill. Started. Yeah, this was back when he was still bald.
Still bald, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, for those that don't know, Finger 11, again, they're from Canada, from Ontario, Canada. This is their...
I'm having an epiphany right at this moment. It was 2003. They had just released the new record, the self-titled record, the one with that single One Thing.
Yeah.
That's when we saw them. Because that One Thing song, they were touring with, I believe it was Boy Hits Car.
Yeah, okay. I remember
and,
that.
And Drowning Pool. And I don't think they were on the same list or set or you know a ticket, but like it was or during that time frame.
Okay,
so that's when we saw them.
Okay, I still don't remember it, but I remember those bands. For those that don't know, Finger 11, again, I mentioned they're from Canada. This was their second album. Their previous one was Tip.
Gotcha.
Came out on Wind Up Records, consisting of band member Scott Anderson on vocals, his brother Sean Anderson on bass.
Yep.
James Black on guitar and a little bit of vocals, Rick Jacket on guitar. And at the time, he's no longer in the band, but Rich Beto on drums. So
sounds
he was
good.
In the band from just before this album through, I think, for like 10 years or 15 years. So he's doing some other things now. There's some cool interviews up on YouTube with some other podcasts. This was produced by a producer that we've talked about before, Arnold Lanny, who worked a lot with Our Lady Peace. And they're kind of seen at the time as like similar bands, although they sound totally different.
They're very different, but also similar because they're Canadian.
Just because they're Canadian.
Just because they're Canadian.
I still find articles. They're like, oh, yeah, they're kind of like Our Lady Peace. I'm like, these bands
are nothing like Our Lady Peace.
So Arnold Lanny has some writing credits on both albums. So we did Happiness.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, as a producer, sometimes you give enough to the process that you get a little bit later. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Check that out. We covered Our Lady Peace's Happiness, maybe 10 or so episodes ago. It had a kind of an initial song, Suffocate, which was on the Scream 3 soundtrack, which I also have. So I'm trying to remember how I found out about Finger 11. I think it was, you probably remember since I
do remember.
So this is how I remember it. I remember there was a TV station that played music videos.
Yes.
And it was not MTV.
Much Music.
Much Music.
Or MTVX.
Like Over the Air. right?
Yeah.
It came out over the air and you could like call in and
Yeah, that was the Canadian like TRL.
Yeah. And so I remember, I think that's where I saw it. I was like, what is this? Is that how we found this?
Yes. And I got my first copy of this from you as you burned it for me.
Oh, okay. See, there you go.
And then I went and bought it myself because I loved it so much.
How do I not remember this?
Thus proving that burning was a good thing.
This was 24 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Anyway, so I remember having that Scream 3 soundtrack. It had a lot of the same label mates.
Yes.
Creed was on it. At the time, I liked Creed and all those types of bands.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, I don't know if that was on it. But anyway, Scream 3 had very dark, kind of new metal, as you said, bands. I always liked this album. It's heavy, but it's also melodic. It's dark. I don't know. I say positive. I think it has some positive themes. I think his vocals make it, right? Yeah. So it's very heavy. It's new metal. I don't think of it new metal, but it is, I realize, based on the time. But his vocals, Scott's vocals, very positive sounding. Maybe it's hiding some things.
I mean,
there's some words that you're like, okay, that's kind of depressing. Signs of depression, but he shines it up a bit, I guess, with this awesome vocals. I like the themes. It has nice, kind of distinct, quieter guitar, clean tones throughout. Like, it's a very theme. Like, so The Gray is the Blue Skies. It's kind of have a cool, what is that, like a voodoo doll on the cover?
It's like a marionette.
Something. So
Maybe it is a voodoo doll.
Something along those lines that you see that, whatever it is, you see that and you hear the guitar tone that is throughout a few of the songs and the overall and sound and it all fits, right?
Well, it's funny because if you listen to their first record and look at the cover, it's green tip. It's got a green cover. And then you watch the video for like Above and they're wearing like skater clothes and stuff like that. And then you see this
like
one
saturated,
come out.
The color is very bright.
And then you see this one coming out. It's very dark and grungy. Everybody's wearing black and he's shaved his head. He's got no hair now. And he's got a Billy Corgan like disgruntled look.
Rich on drums has the dreads.
Yeah.
Oh, they were with like Seven Dust and Korn, all of those bands.
And it's like, wait a minute. Like the style of music didn't really shift a whole lot. It got a little darker, but I was like, wow, this is interesting.
Yeah. But it was a sign of the time. So like we covered Bush last week. 94, that album came out. That's what music sounded like in 2000. This is what music sounded like, right? Love it or hate it. I didn't really get into other new metal bands at the time. Maybe a little bit of Seven Dust.
I did some,
You know, here and there. You had your Papa Roach. I guess that's new metal.
You probably don't remember, but we bumped into, because you went to a concert. We went to a concert together. We bumped into LeJean from Seven Dust.
I do remember that.
Oh, you do remember that.
I do remember that. I don't know.
I was like, dude, you're LeJean. He's like, yeah, hey.
He's from Atlanta. I don't know. Was that Boy Hits Car?
Yeah, that was Boy Hits Car.
See, I do remember some of this stuff. I love this album. Also, it has like rhythmic themes throughout.
Yes.
So it's very rhythmic. I mean, that's kind of new metal. Singles were First Time, which is the first opening track, Drag You Down, Bones and Joints. I think Suffocate, it wasn't a single, but it's also on a soundtrack.
Yeah.
So unofficial, I would call. Cool interview with Rich. The last thing I'll mention before handing off to you. Rich has an interview on another podcast, and he talks about they use V drums for a lot of these drums.
Really?
Which you listen to, you're like,
that's crazy.
Oh yeah, actually, and if you hear it, it sounds very awesome. Like Arnold Lanning, great production, guitar tones still stand up. Drums though sound so clear. Now they did blend some acoustic drums, and there's like two drum sets on some. And I think he said they did like layers, so they did
awesome.
V drums and then maybe cymbals, like real cymbals on top, or maybe they're V drums. But yeah, so I
guess that makes sense with some of the, now that I'm thinking like, back to it, some of the sounds,
some of the spacings, it's like, how is it so clean and clear? And you're like, oh, okay. So it was recorded separate. So
thinking about like the intro to like, First Time.
Yeah. So
that's definitely V drum right there. Yeah, totally.
But it was ahead of the times. So that's what he mentioned. Like at the time he played it for Seven Dust drummer and so forth. And they were like, you use V drums. And like, but nowadays,
yeah, everybody does.
Everybody does, and or you're using triggers anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, an album that I did, that we did V drums, because I said, well, we're going to do live drum set and then just trigger it with samples. So let's just cut to the chase and do V drums. So for 1999, 2000, when it was recorded, came out, it was ahead of the time. Like, wild. And but looking back now, they were ahead of their time.
That's cool.
They were pushing the envelope. So yeah, I love First Time. I mean, they're all great. It's kind of hard to figure out a song that,
Can I say that this album is almost perfect?
I think it is. Like, I was surprised going back to it. I was like, it is.
I agree. Incredibly. And even when I'm looking at the song that I picked as the worst, I'm like, I don't want to pick that.
Yeah.
So if you want to say it's perfect, I'll accept it.
It's, I can pretty much put it on and just listen to it. Now, yes. Is it for everybody? It's kind of like Depeche Mode, which there's a tie to Depeche Mode. So it has a cover of Depeche Mode's Walking
but
in My Shoes.
But it's one of the best covers I've heard, like, ever.
So I will admit, I think I heard this before the original, knowing, and I can't listen to the original.
See, I heard the I definitely had heard the original like 100 times.
Yeah, so we covered Depeche Mode a couple of weeks ago. It was not from that same album, but Walking in My Shoes, it's almost like Tears for Fears. What's their song?
Which one?
The one Head that was heels? the cover.
Oh, the Gary Jules Mad World.
Mad World. So it's almost like Tears for Fears Mad World.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Tears for Fears, I can't really listen to the original.
Oh, see, I love the original.
It's just, it's like 280s.
Yeah,
and then I think the cover is just really good.
It's too quick, too. It's yeah, got maybe, a faster tempo.
Exactly. The timing's different. So Walking in My Shoes on this, it's cool. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's still Depeche Mode, and it fits. Like,
yeah.
It's interesting that a heavy band, new metal, whatever you call them, rock band, covers
Depeche
a
Mode.
Dance band,
yeah.
Right? But they're dark, and it fits.
It works perfect on this album. I'm honestly, I mean, say it. Just say it.
Say what? The worst song?
It's a perfect record.
It's a perfect rock, new metal. I don't know if it's perfect for everybody.
It's not perfect for everybody.
Like, I don't think I played this for my wife. I think when she was asking, I was like, I'm pretty sure I'm just not even going to play this album.
Look, I'm not a huge new metal person. There are a few new metal albums that I do like, a few new metal bands I still listen to, but I'm not huge into that genre. This, however, I mean, the songwriting, the lyrics, the voice, the guitars, they're perfect.
Yep.
So say it.
It's like a 9.9 out of 10. I don't know if I could say perfect. Because I never thought of it like that. And
going back and re-listening to this, I was so thankful that you told me to listen to this again, because I was like, why? Why have I not put this album on in years? It's been years. And as soon as it went on, I knew all the words again. I knew all the riffs. I remembered seeing them live. Their two guitar players are like two of the coolest guitar players ever. They dance on stage and move around like nobody I'd ever seen. And I loved it because their bass player is just stands by the drummer and just like kind of grooves.
Yep.
He doesn't move at all.
And they have a pretty rockin' look now.
Oh yeah,
they had the kind of the dark goth then, but now they just have like a nice rock, but they have like the big beards and long hair, and like it's
I'm not feeling them now.
I'm not going to get into a fight with those guys.
No. I'm not a huge fan of them anymore.
Right.
You know, but Tip is a great record. I really enjoy it. Greatest of Blue Skies, next to perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I would say it is a 4.95 out of 5.
Well, or 9.9 out of 5.
Or 9.9 out of 10. A 9.9 out of 5 would be perfect. Above perfect.
It's really tough to pick a best song. I had to pick one. You said difficult to pick a worse song, so let's just get to it.
All right,
let's play some music.
If I have to pick a worse song, I'm gonna just go with Famous. Once it gets to the chorus, it's cool.
Yeah.
It takes too long to get into, and that's my only gripe of this whole entire album.
But it's track 9.
It's track 9.
Track 2, so...
I know, but there's 11... How many tracks? 11?
11.
They should have marked taken one off. You know, you and I both have agreed that 10 songs is a perfect album length.
Yeah. I think I find myself singing to it, and talks about being famous and things like that. I think it's a... I can't remember now the bands that some of the bands you know you just sing along. It's got like it's not hair metal, but it's got like you can just sing along. It's like a Dashboard type. Like I'm like it's not Dashboard either musically.
I gotcha.
But it's just got big choruses. Big choruses. Like we talked about like a lot of albums, Biffy and all those, like they like choruses, like they hit.
Choruses where it's at.
I think Famous fits. And I would be sad if I never heard Famous. So I think you're wrong.
So, and that's fine. I'll take that. You know, it is what it is. I still like the song. I still listen to it. And I want you to say that this is a perfect record, but you know, whatever.
And I think the vocals. I think his vocals sound really good at the beginning. That like the line
vocals
is,
are great. It's like all the
sweet,
way through.
It's like Sweet Dreams music esque. Yeah. But then his vocals, the weight, and so I think that saves it.
It just okay. That works. Going back to what we talked about last week, if you would have asked me in different points of my life, like what my favorite song was, it would have shifted. Like, you know, when I first heard this album, My Carousel was the song. Like, I loved, you know, the whole thing spinning. It's just really cool. As the years gone down, Drag You Down, First Time, Sick of It All is like, it's kind of like, it's a little mopey, but at the same time, still like really good.
Oh, yeah.
And moves you. Bones and Joints, as I've gotten older, that song has grown with me more and more and more. You know, I've been down here before. You know, it's just so good.
As you gotten older and had issues with
my bones and joints. This album is amazing on so many levels. And again, has a great cover in Walking in My Shoes. Great version of that Depeche Mode song. But I think I have to go, and again, it just keeps jumping over and over and over, but I think I'm going to have to go with For the Oceans.
The drums are huge in it.
Mm-hmm.
Sound great. It's cool. It's like a tale of two songs too.
Yeah.
Like it's got the timey, mathy five, yep. But then the chorus, it's like, it's very big and open. It's like an ocean. It sounds like you're riding the waves. I like it.
And you know, I love every song on there. Like this album is so good. Yep. I'm surprised it's not bigger than it should be. This album should be huge.
Yeah, it's a sleeper.
And again, you're right. It's not for everybody. But for those of you who like rock and guitars, this album is for you.
And vocals.
Yes.
So I think it's Scott's vocals that,
yes,
if it was like a Papa Roach or a Korn, what's the guy from Korn?
You know,
Jonathan
Davis.
Jonathan, if it was like a little bit more rap or throaty.
And there's none of that.
And it's something like that. Like, that's what I think, that's what turns me off of a lot of nu metal.
Yeah.
And that's what makes nu metal. But this is just like, it's just a great vocalist.
And when he does get throaty,
it's okay.
It's like, he's like singing the throaty part. Like it's still like, cause even in this song, he gets throaty towards the end, but it still sounds great.
Yeah. It's not
screaming.
It's like the laid back friend that, the laid back dad that still doesn't get too mad.
There you go.
Right. So he's like getting throaty, but it's still not throaty. That it's tough. As you keep mentioning, like, I didn't think about this as a perfect album, but it's a really sleeper. Good. Like, I'm going to keep listening to it more and more. It's just a good driving album, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You put on, you're just like, it's tough because one hand wants to go in the air. You're just like singing along, like chanting. And no, you got some good picks.
Nice.
Not famous because it's still pretty cool.
It's still a good song. All right, what do you got here?
What do I have? I think I'm going to make your early 2000s Ryan mad because the song I have to choose that is not my favorite. Once it gets to the chorus, is really good. The chorus of My Carousel and Suffocate are like the two choruses that are like really cool. It's just like the straight ahead. They're awesome, but something about the three pattern of My Carousel I don't like.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And once I get past that, if I tell myself, hey, I can listen to it, and it's track three, maybe if it was later in the album, I just think First Time is really strong. Drag You Down is good. My Carousel. It's my pick for, if I have to pick one, just the little sections of My Carousel, I don't like it as much.
Man.
I wanna go So sorry, 2000 Ryan.
I love it still.
I know you said you like it, but it's just those little sections. Now,
still a good song.
It has that motive guitar, the like you were saying, while we're listening to the woo, and there's like the clean sound, like it fits the album. I just, something about the three pattern gives me the heebie jeebies.
Gotcha.
So that's my pick for just the song that I don't like as much. And I skip it from time to time. Like if there is a song that I do skip, that's why I can't say it's perfect, because that song, but First Time, it's a great opener, has everything, Drag You Down. I like how, the snare is on like one, the da 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 da. Mm-hmm. It just feels louder and heavier. Sick of It All, like you said, it's got throaty, but it's catchy. Yeah. Ocean is cool. That's a good one. Broken Words, quiet, but it's like big. Mm-hmm. It's like that grunge, like we've been talking about, you know, a lot of grunge recently. It's got a lot of that. Suffocate, it kind of sounds a little different. I think they said they wrote that first for that soundtrack. So it kind of sounds a little different, but it kind of fits.
It still fits.
The chorus is really cool. Bones and Joints is really great. Famous is great. Walking My Shoes is great. Stay and Drown, it's got a big chorus. It's a cool final track. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? So yeah, it's all of them are great, but I think I'll just go with the song that I heard the first time from Finger Eleven. The first track, First Time, is my favorite. Headed through the fog, hurt by it all. I take it back today, but it's out of my hands. It's out of my hands, but it's out of my hands. It feels like the first time that we've fallen behind and we've fallen too far down. No one can save us.
Nice.
You know, I'm a sucker for a little bit of everything from the band or singer all in one song. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it has it in this song.
Yeah, it
right?
does. It's a great pick.
It's an interesting video too. The mud lady, right? The lake lady. And but this is when I was going back to positive. Like, it's so heavy. Like, if you listen to this for the first time, you're like, oh, this is just another nu metal band. And then it cuts. It sucks out.
Yeah.
And then it's the cool verse, and it's got kind of like the brushes, and then it comes in, but it's kind of positive. Like, well, for the first time, you know, we're standing above and things like that. And the mud lady comes and helps the boy, right? And then the mm-hmm. boy kind of tries to come up to the mud lady at the end, something like that. So I think it's got that quiet, loud part. It's just got a little bit of everything from Finger Eleven.
It's awesome.
I think I could have gone with any other ones, but I think if you want to get a little bit of everything from Finger Eleven, I still go back to that. And I'm surprised I like that, because at the beginning you're like, I always tell myself, I don't like this. Like, like you hear that little fuzz at the beginning, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. So again, going back to everybody, like, don't let the year trick you. Yeah. Don't let the other suggested bands trick you, because you're going to think one thing. And then if you don't like that style, like, you might be pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
But as we've mentioned, for us, after this, it kind of started to fall off for Finger Eleven.
It did.
And they went a whole nother route that they actually did. Got more popular.
They got very popular.
Paralyzer and all of that. I don't like that. And that's maybe that's them growing up, and that's just what they like.
Yeah, and, it's possible.
Yeah, I wonder what they think about this album. Like, do they like this album?
Or do they play anything from it?
They go like, oh, they cringe and like, oh, that was our black eyeliner days. And
I don't know.
I think this is really cool. I think this should be up there with more albums.
It really should. Again, I still put it up there as one of the best, if not the best, nu metal record.
Yeah, I will say that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. If this is where the nu metal genre would have gone or stayed, I would, you know, I'd probably given it more of a lasting lifespan, but that's not where it went. So
yeah, and this is also pre, like, I mean, even though it was V drums and everything was like a sample, it mm-hmm. was pre, like, it sounds the same every hit, but it doesn't. Like, today's even nu metal and all of that, like I mentioned 3 Days Grace, or we've mentioned Nickelback, or bands like that, like, and even New Bush, like, it all just sounds too much,
too perfect,
and this is perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it's a little bit more raw.
Yeah,
so maybe it's just because it was 2000. If it was produced today, maybe we would.
Hey, who knows? That's a good point.
But yeah, go check out Finger Eleven. Still go check out all of their stuff. You might like some of the newer stuff. It's a little bit more dancey. It's kind of fun.
Or you just might be a Rainbow Butt Monkey fan.
That band sounded totally different. Like funk rock.
Yeah, it's funk rock.
Totally different. Still great vocals. But yes, and the band's still together, so that's pretty cool. They've gone through a few drummers. Yeah. So other than the drummer, the four of them have been together, which is
pretty awesome.
It's always good to see different sounds and all of that. So thank you, Finger Eleven, for giving us this band. And sorry I didn't
it's okay.
Think of this concert. I should have worn my shirt today, too. I forgot to wear my shirt. I still have the shirt.
That's awesome. The fact that you can still fit in it, it's even more amazing. Oh, thank you out there. If you haven't already, please go listen to everything and buy everything that Finger 11 has ever released. Don't remember, it's Finger 11, not Finger 12 or Finger 10.
Or 311.
Or 311. I almost said 311. Which, by the way, speaking of 311, I wore my soccer jersey for Atlanta United. It says 311 on the back of the nameplate is 3 and the number is 11. I wore it on 311 day at school.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
I was the only one that got the joke. But that being said, support Finger 11 by everything that they've ever put out. And then, of course, make sure that you check us out at thealbumargument.com, where you can find Jeremy's Spotify playlist and all other doodads, you know, that you might want to get to know us with.
Yeah, we've got some pictures, old picture, new picture. I think we need another new picture.
We need to update it.
And we're looking for requests, you know, as we're, 82 episodes in?
Yeah.
You know, we have gotten some requests, like Rafi a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. But yeah, as we kind of, you know, tried a children's album, kind of tried some new metal, is there something that we're kind of missing that we could maybe enjoy and like?
Let us know. I'm sure there is.
Yeah, just think of all the music that you don't know. Like, we don't know what we don't know. And it's amazing to go back and find bands and just this gem, like this, about that, going back to this album, like this album from this band is a gem. Like, as a whole band, it might not be my favorite band.
Yeah.
But like Depeche Mode, that album is a gem. So are there any gems out there that we're just missing? Let us know on the socials.
Yeah.
Linktree has an email contact form. You can let us know and just join the argument.
Until next time, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jeremy.
Deuces. We are out.